Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to With Wit. Today, I am taking you through a day in my life. It feels like you all like these episodes, and it's fun for me to walk you through and reflect on my day so that I'm being present with everything. It's as if I'm journaling after it's happening. But first, let's just do a little check-in, a little calm down. I find that I need to do this when I get on the mic because my adrenaline starts pumping and I start to get all this energy and I feel the need to talk loud and talk fast and just keep talking. And I'm like, stop. Let's take a chill pill with our deep breaths. Our deep breaths can be our metaphorical chill pills. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Let's do two more of those. Breathe in. Breathe out. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. Okay, I feel better. Do you? Today is October 24th, Tuesday, October 24th. Today is a pretty typical day in my life. I woke up really early. I've been waking up so early lately, and then I'm just like so extremely exhausted. And it's frustrating because I'm just the type of person that wakes up in the morning and then can't go back to sleep, but I feel like I'm not ready to get up. And I wake up usually like a half hour to an hour before Sunny wakes up. And I know I've talked on here about my mornings being challenging in the past, and they just still are because I'm just so tired. So I need to figure out how to make my mornings a little bit more bright, a little bit more energetic. And if I am going to wake up at 6 and start my day, I need to start it the right way. And I've been so consistent about other things, but that's just been one thing that I haven't been consistent about. So this morning, I woke up early. I ended up just cleaning up the house a little bit while everyone was still sleeping. I cleaned up the kitchen a bit and then started just like working on my phone. started getting to emails and started to organize prep for some events that I have tomorrow. So I'm co-hosting an event with March 4th and Kitty Bradner and Anita Gatto. And March 4th is an amazing organization that is just trying to do the simple thing of reinstate a ban on assault rifles. And they're not trying to take away guns, and they're not trying to take people's rights to defend themselves away, but they want to take away semi-automatic guns because, like, why does anybody need that? And also a ban on someone getting a gun super quickly. So I'm hosting this cocktail hour with them tomorrow. It's called Cocktails and Advocacy, doing that from 4 to 6. And then I'm going to a Piaget dinner. And I just need to get prepped for those. Like, I'm going to be speaking a little bit at the dinner, so I want to put my remarks together. And then I also needed to figure out what I was going to wear to those two things. So I did a little bit of outreach, reach out to some brands. I'm going to head to my office shortly to see what I have there, to see what I can wear. But the first event is like cocktail, fun, whatever, like anything goes. I definitely have something for that. But the second event is glamorous and I'm wearing like all amazing Piaget jewelry. So I need to have like a look for it. And it's at Caviar Casbah in Beverly Hills, which I haven't been to. And I feel like it's kind of trendy and whatevs, but excited to go. And just, yeah, was prepping for that on my phone while Sunny was watching cartoons. And then got Sunny ready for school. All that really entails now is like packing him a snack and getting him dressed. And he could theoretically get himself dressed, but I've just like totally handicapped him and I pick out the outfit and then get him dressed. And I mean, the outfit has to be approved by him. Like, he doesn't just wear whatever. Like, I'll put something on him and he'll look down and he'll be like, no, I don't want to wear that. And then I'll be like, well, then let's give it away. And he's like, well, I'll just wear it on the weekends. And it's like, no, you're not going to wear it on the weekends. You don't want to wear it. You just don't want to give it away, you selfish little bee. But when he's with Timmy, supposedly when he was just with Timmy on his own in New York, he was waking up and getting himself dressed every single morning. So like, I need to stop enabling him. And I also need to stop with the coffee beans for him in the morning. I'm not giving him coffee, guys. Don't get me arrested. I'm giving him ice blendeds, okay? And then he doesn't want breakfast. And it's a really bad cycle we're in. And I'm admitting it here and opening myself up to judgment, but I talked about it in therapy, which was my next spot on the timeline of my day. But I need to start making him, I can make him a chocolatey drink in the morning, but I need to start making it myself, adding some nutritious things into it. Like, he doesn't need to be drinking a coffee bean chocolate ice blended in the morning with whipped cream. And I know that, and Timmy hates it, and I know it, and I just, like, I haven't been able to stop because he wants it all the time, but, like, it's got to stop. It's expensive, and it's unhealthy, and I'm being a bad mom. So, done. It's done. I said it. So, I got his snack together. I gave him sliced cucumbers, a string cheese, 2 rice cakes in the honey nut flavor, and an apple squeezy and grapes. So that was his snack. He gets lunch at school, so I don't have to pack his lunch anymore, which is probably like why you haven't been seeing me post those beautiful lunch palette pics lately. I'm so sorry. I know you've probably been dying for them. And it was a really fun phase of my life. And like, I hope I get to do it again, but I'm also very relieved to not have to be packing lunches anymore. Like, I'll be honest. So get him dressed, get him out the door. Sometimes I take him. This morning, Timmy drove him on our e-bikes. Love our e-bikes. It's so cute getting them on there with their helmets and sending them off to school. And then I sat back on the couch for 20 minutes and like turned on Love is Blind while I got to some emails and then got ready to go to therapy, which entailed staying in the clothes that I was wearing from the night before because I wore like really comfortable textured sweats. I changed my top actually into a rib long sleeves and I changed my socks and shoes and jacket. So I just kept on the sweats. But pulled myself together, washed my face, pulled my hair back, brushed my teeth. Yes, I don't brush as soon as I wake up, brush my teeth after my coffee, and went to therapy. I just started with a new therapist a couple months ago, and I started at a time when I wouldn't say I was in a bad place whatsoever, but in a place where I really, really needed someone to help me make sense of my thoughts and actually help me form plans of action, because I have so many thoughts and opinions and I generally know the right thing to do, but I just get very stuck when it comes to actually doing it. So I was at a very like stagnant point, I think, a couple months ago, and I started seeing this new therapist, and it's just been amazing. Like, she's not just someone I can talk to. She's someone that's actually giving me feedback and useful tools. And I really, really, really urge you that if you're not getting that from your current therapist, to find someone that is actually helping you outside of just the hour talking to them, giving you mantras that you will be able to tell yourself throughout the day to be able to deal with the things that come up in a different way, because things are going to come up. We just have to learn how to deal with them in a different way. So I went in this morning being like, I just saw her on Thursday. I don't have really anything to talk about. And then of course, like, full hour talking, not me talking the whole time, but just like got into so many different things, felt so productive, left with a to-do list, feel emotionally drained. Like, I always feel emotionally drained after therapy. And especially this one, because I cried a little bit. I just was like feeling some grief about my dad and my mom in relation to my dad's loss, and just feeling like, you know, immense sadness for a life that they could have had. And that obviously just triggered it all. So you never know what you're going to get out of it, and you also never know what you need. And I think that's been a really great surprise for me, that even on those days where I feel like I have nothing going on or nothing to talk about, there's always stuff to go through and work on in our lives. And it's exhausting. And now, like I said, I'm emotionally exhausted, and it will have a little bit of an effect on my day. But I've also been trying to schedule therapy on days when I know I don't have too many things that I need to perform for afterwards. So filming anything, or podcasts, or photo shoots, or like intense meetings where I have to impress people, just more like phone calls, a lot of styling work. So after therapy, I had a 10 a.m. call with Anita and Kitty from March 4th about the event that I told you that I'm hosting tomorrow, just to go through the run of show, who's coming, what the mission is. And everybody right now, go follow March 4th. That's one of the biggest missions. Just go follow March 4th. They have a new bill that they have made up that's coming out on November 1st, and we need signatures. So just follow them and then stay tuned for updates. But chatted with them just about what our goal was for tomorrow. And now I have in the calendar With Wit Solo, but this is really going to be an evolution throughout the day. I was going to go get something to eat right now, take care of myself in that way before I get into anything else. So I'm going to do that. And then I'll go to my office, sit down, do a little bit more work, maybe shoot a little something easy, go through my wardrobe, pull looks for tomorrow. And then I have a styling session, which I'm so excited. It's just a 30-minute styling session. She told me what she likes to wear when she feels her best, where her favorite places to shop. She described her style. Is there anything you'd never wear? And so she filled out all those things. And then we'll just have a 30-minute chat about how to pull some looks together that are in alignment with what she wants, and then maybe do a little bit of actual shopping together to pull it all together. And I'll show her some mood boards. We'll go from there. I need to eat something. And I love you guys. And it's time for an ad break, okay? I'll chat to you soon in the later portion of my day, okay? Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, it's fall, which means a few things. It's football season and it's boot season. Am I the cheesiest? Oh my God, I'm cheesy mom. Okay, if I were perhaps to get invited to a football tailgate, which would be awesome, anybody having one, please invite me. Or maybe have people over for a little Sunday football barbecue, which is definitely more likely. I feel like I want to wear my cowboy boots. I feel like I need to get into the spirit. I have these Tecovas that are so cute. I talked about them last week. They are the ostrich black ones, and I've been wearing them so much more than I even thought I would when I got them. Cowboy boots are such a great essential to your wardrobe, like an unexpected great essential. Tecovas are beautiful, handcrafted Western boots for men and women made from premium bovine and exotic hides. Tecovas boots are made in León, Mexico, where the tradition goes back generations. I have, like I said, the midnight black ostrich boots in the style called the Jesse, but there are so many classic styles and colors and textures to choose from. My favorite thing about Tecovas, their signature right out of the box comfort, no breaking in required. I wore them in Austin when I got them to the Dear Media Summit. I remember I wore them with like this snow leopard look and they were so comfortable. First day wearing them, you know, like not the typical boot story that you hear of. So basically, it takes an entire team of artisans over 200 steps to make a single boot by hand. And with direct-to-consumer pricing and free shipping and exchanges, you really get the quality you pay for. And because Tecovas customer service is always at your service, whatever your unique style is, from overalls to vintage denim to florals to a slip dress, a great pair of boots is the perfect addition to the look. When comfort leads, confidence follows, and Tecovas delivers both right to your door. Visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently all season long.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier,
and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money.
Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Okay, guys, I'm back. Did you miss me? I decided to record this the day after the day that I've been taking you through just because I wanted to experience the whole day and then fill you guys in on what actually happened. So It turned out to be a really great day, honestly. I had two styling sessions, which were so awesome. Okay, both of them were in a pretty similar place. They are new moms struggling with both their identity as new moms within fashion, like, who am I? What can I wear? Is this too sexy? Is this too young? And then also just with their changing physical bodies, like their bodies just being different than they once were, whether it was more weight or whether their hips were in a different place or their ankles were bigger. Like, so many weird things happen to our bodies after pregnancy that we can't control, that after we have babies, there's like a huge, like, who the fuck am I? Honestly, like a major identity shift. And I think then when it comes to getting dressed, it just all kind of blows up in your face and you feel very stuck. And so I was so just like honored to be able to help these women because I know how they feel and I know how much just like a simple inspiration and even just like confidence boost within styling can help. Like, my first client told me that she's just like always tried to make t-shirt and jeans happen for herself because everyone's like, t-shirt and jeans, so easy, like chic, pair it with a blazer, pair it with a leather jacket, pair it with sneakers, pair it with boots, pair it with a pointy toe heel. Like, there's so many different ways to wear it. And she's like, but I just don't feel good in it. And I don't like how I look in it. And I said, well, then you know what? Don't freaking wear it. Like, why do we have to conform to trends? Or why do we have to, why do we try to force ourselves to like something that like the majority of the people may like? Like, it literally doesn't matter. I just urge everyone when they're getting dressed, when they're asking themselves like what they want to wear, like think about what makes them feel the most comfortable in their skin. Is that pants? Is that a flowy skirt? Is that floral prints? Is that a blazer? Is it leggings and a sweatshirt? Like, think about what you're doing, where you're going, and really like what just makes you, what will make you feel the most comfortable in that setting and will express your personality in the way that you want to like put yourself out there. And I also feel, don't overthink it. And if you are wondering if it's right for you or you're not really feeling yourself, listen to your gut. I know sometimes it takes someone else to tell you that so that you can actually believe it. And obviously that's what I'm here for and that's what I want to do. And that's why I created this whole virtual styling business. But I also urge you to just do that for yourselves. Like, try to take the pressure off of getting dressed every morning and like, one, edit your closets, like edit them, okay? Does this bring joy? Will I wear this in the next 6 months? Have I worn this in the past year? Like, does this make me feel good about myself when I wear it? And really do a good edit first. And then I think from editing, you'll see what you have. You may see what you need. And I think then going into your closet and working from a clean, organized place will help when you get into that mindset of like, okay, now what do I feel best in? Because like, you're looking at all the stuff that you know you feel good in. So I had two styling sessions with a little bit of a break in between. And I'll be honest, when I have a break and I'm working from home, like if I have fed myself and if I feel like pretty caught up on emails and to-do lists, I'll turn on the fucking TV, man. I'll watch some Netflix. I finished Love is Blind. I'm not really going to get into like what I feel about the show because honestly, the verdict's still out. Like, I love Love Island. Like, I can get into that. I knew from the first episode I watched that I was like, I'm so into this Love Island UK. Love is Blind. Like, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm interested to know what you guys think because it feels like everybody loves it. And I like freaking love Milton, obviously, as everybody does, but I just don't. I didn't believe in the relationships. And so that's what made me feel like a little eh. I love when I can like really feel the love, you know? Oof, I'm such a cheese ball. All right. So I wasn't able to take Sunny to soccer, which I was bummed about, but Timmy did, which is good. You know, that's always hard. Like, I do want to be available there for most drop-offs and most pickups, but it's just not always possible. Like, I'm a working mom, and I think probably a lot of people can relate. I definitely have that guilt, but I feel like knowing that Timmy is the other one doing it makes me feel great. And honestly, even when it's not Timmy and it's Julia, like, I still feel great because I know that he's getting a different experience each time, and he's learning how to form, like, and he's learning how to form relationships with different adults. And I've always been about that. And I've always been about creating healthy boundaries and always just knowing that you're doing the best that you can at any given time. And that every day is not going to be a perfect balance of everything that you want to do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But anyways, moral of the story is that by the time Sunny and Timmy got home from soccer, I was done working. And then I realized that Timmy was going out for dinner. So that meant that I was responsible for dinner, which I'm like never responsible for dinner. So obviously we ordered in. We ordered, Sunny knew what he wanted. He wanted meatballs and spaghetti, his fave when he's hungry, like the little growing munchkin that he is. And I got a chopped salad and then ate some pizza leftovers from the night before. It was honestly kind of depressing. And we watched Air Bud. We watched Air Bud. We had a little fun movie night, and that was cute. And then I put him to sleep and fell asleep in the room with him. I was like so looking forward. I was going to have the night to myself. Like, no offense, Timmy, I love you and would prefer you to always be home with me. But I was going to have the couch to myself with like a candle lit, maybe a nice long shower, like 2 to maybe 3 hours by myself on the couch watching shit. And I just fully passed out putting Sunny to sleep. So I finally woke up at like 2:30 in the morning in his room because he snores like a maniac. I need to blow his nose. I was like, what is going on with this kid? And then I realized that like kids don't blow their nose like out of their own agency. Like they don't just voluntarily blow their nose. So we have to like force them to. So he was snoring like crazy, got up, got into bed with Timmy, and that was my day, you guys. This was super fun. I love these day in the lives. I hope that you do too. I know that all you want to see me vlog more of them on the Soch, calling social media the Soch now because I can't call it social media. But, you know, we're working on it. I do me. Is that even proper English? I am always trying to like reinvigorate social media, like get better at it, show you what's up more, be more organic, like all the things that everybody is telling me to do. But I do my best. Like there's so many different platforms, okay? And I'm not even going to get into it, but like Here's a day in the life. I hope you loved it. And we can chat next week, okay? Peace in the streets. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.